Afternoon, welcome back. 431, 730 WTNT, The Truth. It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times, and I'm joined now by reporter Paige Cunningham. Hello, Paige.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing just fine. Big news today, Supreme Court's going to hear the health care case, huh?
Yes, absolutely. We were all waiting for this last week, and no news appeared, so everyone's kind of excited to hear the news today.
Now, many suits were brought. Which one did they end up choosing?
It's the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals, which is based in Atlanta. And the reason everyone thinks they chose it was it's the only court so far to strike down the individual mandate. So in a lot of ways, the case holds the kinds of questions that need to be answered, which is, of course, is the mandate constitutional? And then the second major question, which is, if the mandate is struck down, can the rest of the Affordable Care Act still stand on its own?
Any indication as to when the court would take up the case? I'm assuming sooner rather than later?
Yeah. So far, they've indicated that they're going to be hearing oral arguments probably the end of March, with a ruling expected sometime next summer, which, of course, is significant because it will be in the thick of the presidential campaigning, and everyone agrees will probably have some significant impact on the president's bid for reelection.
White House reaction to that?
They're actually really excited. I mean, they were one of the parties that asked the Supreme Court to take this up. Actually, that's sort of the one thing that both sides agree on, that they do want this ruling to come down sooner rather than later. The White House is saying they'll be relieved, if the mandate is held up, if the law is held up. States right now are feeling some hesitancy to implement some of the provisions with all of this uncertainty about whether it will be upheld. And so with this ruling, it would allow the states to go forward, to start setting up their exchanges, to start, implementing some of the many provisions in the law.
It's funny you said both sides expect a win. Is there any indication through the past legal actions on this that it would give us a hint as to the leaning of the Supreme Court, maybe a circuit court opinion?
Yeah. Well, it's really hard to say at this point. I mean, we've had courts go in both directions. Of the three appeals courts that have actually ruled on the merits of the case, we've had two uphold the individual mandate. We've had one strike it down. What's also notable about this is the Supreme Court will be not only ruling on the mandate, but also on another challenge within the same case, a challenge to the Medicaid expansion. Now, so far, there is no precedent for that being struck down. All three appeals courts have upheld that, have said the rest of the law can stand. So that's something to be watching as well.
I've just been handed something that said that the spotlight may be on Justice Elena Kagan and Clarence Thomas. You know why?
Yeah, Kagan, there's been some talk, a Solicitor General, she participated in the law as it was being constructed, and so now there's some dispute as to, whether she should recuse herself for ethical reasons, and of course that would significantly impact a final ruling. And then Thomas, his wife, has been involved in some lobbying against the bill for which I believe she was paid, so some controversy on that as well, and of course both the liberal and conservative side are kind of lining up behind their respective people.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll be watching it. Thank you very much for the update. Appreciate it, Paige.
Thanks.
Take care. Paige Cunningham, Washington Times reporter, giving us the news that the Supreme Court will hear the health care case.